Welcome to a brand new 12-week series on the Special Ed Strategist podcast, where we take the guesswork out of special education. I'm Wendy Taylor, certified educational therapist, IEP coach, and your go-to guide through the IEP maze. And I'm thrilled to co-host this series with the brilliant Jackie Beach, founder of Rally Family Support and expert in early childhood and family advocacy. Each week, we're going to answer the real questions parents are asking, from how do I even start the IEP process to what if school says no. We're cutting through the confusion and offering straight talk, real strategies, and supportive guidance. We've gathered the most frequently asked questions from parents, just like you, and we're combining our expertise, stories, and proven tools to give you what you need most: clarity, confidence, and direction. Think of this series like your special education GPS. You're the hero of the story, and we're your co-pilots. Because when you're empowered with the right information, you stop feeling overwhelmed. Start leading your child's education journey with intention. Let's get started. Week by week, question by question, strategy by strategy. You've got this and we've got you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Special Ed Strategist podcast. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I am joined again by Jackie Beach, an amazing guide for families learning how to advocate with clarity and confidence. We're going to talk about what supports should look like and how to make sure it doesn't come at the cost of your kiddo. So again, we're answering questions that parents are asking us in real time throughout the years. And so it sits at the heart of every parent's concern. Is my child being pulled out for services? And if so, what are they missing while they're gone? So we're going to walk through how pull out and push in models work, what's often missed and what's gained, and how to make sure your child is getting the support they need without losing their place in their classroom community. Because special education shouldn't come at the cost of belonging. And let's make sure your kiddo isn't just getting help, they're staying connected. So in week one, we did we chatted a little bit, Jackie, about pull in, push out, what those mean, but we really didn't dive into what could a student be missing, right? So could they be during a pullout session? A student potentially could be missing that whole group instruction or classroom discussions or peer interactions. And so I think it's important for that conversation to take place with the IEP team so that parents can really understand the benefits that can take place when providing that extra support.
Yeah, this is one where it's really short and simple for me. It's you've got to ask questions. You've really got to like dig in at the IEP meeting. Once services start or the IEP is implemented, you've got to check in with your kid's classroom teacher. I wouldn't lead the line of questioning with your child, but I would listen for their input around how they feel if they're doing pullout services, if they feel like they don't like that dynamic, because that will help you go back to the IEP team to hopefully make it better or come up with solutions. This is one where you're just going to have to do some detective work, because you won't know how it's going to be and if it's successful and if it's what your team and you wanted it to be until it's actually in action, in my opinion. I do think you can front load investigative questions and seeing how the school plans to unfold it and how the school, who will be doing it, where they'll be doing it, for how long. So you can get those logistics figured out. But in order to see if it's efficient and it's something that's working for your child, you will have to ask questions.
Yeah. And then real quick to kind of recap, that pull out means that students are going to leave the general education classroom for services, whether it's reading intervention, occupational therapy, speech language, behavioral support. Push in means as those services are provided within a classroom environment and often collaboration between the gen ed and special ed staff. So both models are super valid, right? Yep. So what matters is whether the setting meets the student's needs.
Mm-hmm. Again, yeah, and their experience, right? Like, is this something that is impacting them in a positive way or something that is a detriment? So what steps does a parent do to understand that? And it's, you know, figuring it out from the child's perspective, the teacher's perspective, and listening to the school.
And asking what the child is gaining worth what they're missing.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, paying attention to some of the things that come home or when you have that large group instruction, you know, it's a ton for everybody to keep track of. So I think it's helpful when parents are participating in that collection of data.
And I think parents, you can also, you know, you can request a sample weekly service schedule. so
For
that you
sure.
can see that visually and what that would look like for you and your family and your child. And you can ask the questions, what days and times are pullout sessions happening? How does that impact that core instruction? And even ask the question of what if that service provider is absent? What does that look like
Or the
as
school
well?
closed, there's no session that day because it's a holiday. You want to be paying attention to what is actually being provided as well. So it's a great way to keep track of that in case you need that information later.
Yeah, and just knowing also IDEA, Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, requires that services be delivered in the general education setting as much as possible. And pullout should not necessarily be default. So there should be definitely some reasons and a benefit for that to take place.
And this would be a good opportunity to provide the action item for anybody who's listening to research what LRE is in least restrictive environment and understanding what should be considered when you're talking about that portion of your IEP.
And to kind of wrap around with that collaboration part, right? So when service providers and general ed teachers collaborate, students can stay more connected to classroom content even when they're pulled out. So kind of really, again, highlighting the need for collaboration among professionals and the parent to really try to provide that better support. And as a parent, you could really even ask whether goals and classroom learning are aligned, whether that's pull out or push in. And then who is the teacher of record? I did a solo episode on that. So as a parent, you really understand the individual that's supporting your kiddo at different times during the day. What does that look like? And then how are they communicating that data back to the team? And I know I say data, and that kind of almost seems like a sterile way to say that when we're talking about kids. But again, what we talk about is those that data is going to help us align everything in an individual way.
Completely, because when you're asking for that raw data or those details, when you're making decisions, who took it, when they're taking it, and how consistently they're taking it is going to impact things. So that's a, I will listen to that solo episode. Thank you.
And really, just at the end, you're advocating for a balance between that support and inclusion. And then knowing as a parent kind of when and where are services delivered, what's being missed, and how do we minimize instructional loss?
Correct. Yeah. And one little note to add to all of that is that I think you have to be understanding that this will evolve and be flexible. You have to be flexible around it as the child gets older and different challenges and different learning environments are going to be put in front of them. When you have more teachers in middle school, when you're little and there's foundational concepts that we have to make sure are sound and being focused on. So just understand as a parent that this will, like many things within an IEP, you will need to know that this is a living document that will change and adjust based on your child's need for individualized instruction.
And really, kind of keeping that frame of that a strong IEP is going to balance specialized support with classroom connection.
Completely. Completely.
Anything else we want to add?
No, I think that was a, I think we did it. I mean, I'm sure there's more that we could continue to add going down different avenues, but I think we answered the question in a great way.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Stay tuned, everybody, for our question for next week on week 4. Thank you for joining us. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. Jackie, as always, it's a pleasure, and I look forward to our question next week.
Thanks, Wendy.
Bye for now. Today's episode is brought to you by Learning Essentials and our Cracking the Code to Special Education Eligibility course. Empower your advocacy, erase confusion, and unlock the services your kiddo deserves. Learn more at learningessentialsedu.com.